welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and it's good to be back together with you again. I'm continuing a message I started this week on success in the Lord's work, and that refers not just to the Great Commission or the task that God has given to the body of believers in the earth, but also I believe it applies to our own individual lives in a very significant way, because God has a plan, brother and sister, for your life. He orders the seasons of our lives. To everything there is a time and a purpose to everything under heaven. And as I was waiting before the Lord before coming on this broadcast, I felt many of you are in a place of discouragement and disheartened because of the opposition you've faced, because of the work of the enemy that has come against you. And this is an example from the Old Testament. And what are we seeing in the book of Ezra? Well, it says that in the very first year of a heathen king, Cyrus, he commanded the Jewish exiles, whoever was willing, there are about 49,000 of them, to go back to Jerusalem and build the house of God, rebuild the temple that had been sacked in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. And this was, of course, in fulfillment of the prophetic word that Jeremiah had given 70 years before. And so they went, they were rejoicing, those that chose not to go or were not able to go, fortified them with provisions and precious metals and the things they would need to build. And then when they started, their adversaries surrounding them began to object. They use all manner of smoke screens, like, well, we worship God too, and can't we just help you? And of course, their response was no, because in spite of whatever they were saying, they had not truly aligned themselves with the God of Israel. And the enemy will lie. He will do whatever he can. He will come as an angel of light. And we have seen much error and much apostasy in the church because why? He has come as an angel of light. Do you know, going back to the very beginning, did you ever question and wonder what was going on when Abel and Cain offered their sacrifices? It simply says God was pleased with Abel's sacrifice, but with Cain, he was displeased. He didn't accept it. And of course, that made Cain very upset and very angry. And as a result, even though God warned him, sin is at the door, he nurtured that anger and hatred and eventually murdered his brother. And so what was going on? Well, obviously, I mean, I've heard some teaching recently that they were approximately, Cain was the oldest, they were about 120 years old, so they had probably done this. This was not the first time, but for whatever reason, Cain decided to do things his way. It was established before their parents, Adam and Eve, were ever driven out of the garden, that before they were expelled, with the way being blocked by a cherubim with a flaming sword, God took the life of an animals, I should say, and covered them with clothing to indicate in a very prophetic action that the life of an innocent victim was going to be shed in order to cover their sin and guilt. And of course, we know that God spoke in terms of the Messiah that would come, whose heel would be bruised, but that he would crush the head of the serpent. And that was accomplished on the cross of Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, we can't offer to God our own way of religious service and what we think would be approval, seeking his approval. We have to do it God's way. And so even though and that's why his offering was not accepted. And so there are many today who think that they can remove the blood of Jesus from Scripture. They can be much more sensitive to the times in which we're living, and they can allow things under the guise of love to accommodate the current culture. And beloved, we cannot do that. That's why Christians were always hated and persecuted, because if you are a true Christian, you cannot go against the Word of God. The Word of God has been given to us. It is absolute truth and inerrancy. And so some of you, I feel in the spirit, are discouraged and frustrated because the enemy has just come against you, and you know you're in the will of God. Just like God's people, they were absolutely in the will of God. Provision was made. They laid the foundation. They erected the altar. Sacrifices were being made, and then opposition came, and as a result, things ceased. It wasn't until the reign of Darius that there was breakthrough that was given. And so regardless of whatever you're facing, beloved, in your life, I want you to take heart and be encouraged. In fact, I want to pray for you right now. Father, you see those who feel that they have been surrounded and brought to a standstill by the work of the enemy. Lord, you see their heart, you see their commitment they've made to you, and as hard as they have tried, there has been opposition. And it seems like they're going around in circles. They are not moving forward in what you have spoken to their hearts. And Father, right now, while you do allow things, Lord, you do not want us to just sit down when the enemy attacks. You have given us power over all power and of the enemy. We have authority. And so, Father, in that precious name of Jesus, which is above every name, with that authority, Father, we rebuke the works of darkness. We rebuke the opposition of the enemy, and we release the provision of God. We release a way to be made. We release the blessing of God, that the work of the enemy shall be dispelled, and that the work of God in their life shall go forward as you desire, in Jesus' name. Give them wisdom, give them understanding, give them all that is needed at this point and juncture in their life, that they can go forward in victory in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the Lord would say, my beloved, that I am with you. Fear not, be not dismayed. For I am your God. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. I will bring you forth into a large place, because you have delighted in me. Therefore, look not at the mountains that seem to stand before you. Look not at the opposition of the enemy, but know that I am your God, and I will fight for you. I am your shield, your buckler, and the glory and the lifter of your head. Therefore, praise me and know that I will lead you on a sure path. Your foot shall not slip, but I strengthen you even this day. I strengthen you by the Spirit of the Lord, the hand of the living God to be upon you, that you will know that I will not fail you nor forsake you, but I will bring forth that which I have ordained. Praise me, wait upon me, seek my face, and you shall see the victories that you have desired, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you for everyone who might be discouraged, everyone who feels that life has just gotten so hard. Father, I thank you that there is refreshing. There is a river the streams whereof make glad the city of our God. God is in the midst of her, and God shall help her right early. That scripture just came out of my spirit. He will help us right early. Therefore, we do not have to be afraid. So as, you know, we go back to the scripture and passages that we've been looking at in Ezra, the people of God were very discouraged, and they needed to be reminded of God's purpose in their lives. They were saved out of Babylon to serve the Lord in Jerusalem. We have been saved out of the world, beloved, to serve the Lord in the arena that God has given us. He has made us a precious, lively stone in His body, in His temple. In verse 5 of chapter 5, it says, the eye of their God was upon them, and their leadership, the prophets that spoke to them the word of the Lord, Haggai and Zechariah, they were encouraged by the word of the Lord that had been given to them. It says in Ezra 6:14, they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai and Zechariah. So their leadership made clear to them that this was God's work, and that they had been called of God, called of Him to do it. And so His work, the work must be resumed, the work that God is doing in your life, with even more determination than before. And in that second verse of that same chapter, it says, with them were the prophets of God helping them. And beloved, obedience to God's word pays off. In 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verse 20, the word of God says, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord God, your God, so shall ye be established. Believe His prophets, so shall ye prosper. And beloved, that's the purpose of fivefold ministry, to encourage God's people to hold fast to that which is good, to hear the word of the Lord. And we need to hear that word over and over and over, so that we can be strengthened with the very strength of God. And that is my prayer for you. So as I bring this broadcast to a close, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude tomorrow, I ask, if you have prayer needs, please feel free to write. The announcer will share our contact information. Know that I pray for you every day. And should you email, I invite you to share your mailing address. I will pray for you and confirm receipt, so that I might minister back a word that God would give me by letter. I thank God for you. I thank the Lord for my UCM partners. I thank God for being alive at this time that we're living in. Though the days are evil, God is equipping us to go forth in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.